Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Head to the beach in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. New 100% linen shirts are perfect for breezy days by the coast. They're easy to layer and go well with our new sea-fade shorts. For days spent on the water, pair the A&F Resort shirt with your favorite swim. Outfit your summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast. For the next hour and 14 minutes, we are going to roll some dice. We're going to have a couple laughs. We're going to play a little Shadow Dark. We're going to make a little noise. We're going to have fun tonight. Here's how you can have fun. You could go to jointhenation.com or perhaps just to patreon.com/glasscannon, because we're back there. And for as low as $12 a month, you get access to our entire catalog, ad-free, exclusive content, bonus content. 11 years. We're on our second decade now of content that you can check out. Please join the niche today. Also, if you're enjoying this, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, right? You're watching it. Why don't you just hit subscribe? Leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And also, just a reminder, if you're coming to Indianapolis this year, we're doing a million things at Gen Con. We have a booth, booth 174. We're going to be playing some games, goofing off, having good times, taking some selfies and whatnot, and doing 19 live shows. Come see us at Gen Con. I think I swallowed a piece of plastic.
Is that still bothering you?
You shouldn't.
I hear it rattling around in there.
You shouldn't do that.
I'm eating a little differently these days, and it's really hard to find food options, even though there's a million different restaurants on this street. And I walked all the way down to one place, and I waited in line, and then I heard her say to the woman in front of me, "We've run out of lids. Are you going to eat this here?" And I'm like, well, I'm not going to carry this food back without a lid. So I left there, and I went to the grocery store, and I just wanted a piece of grilled chicken, a couple pieces grilled chicken. I lift it, and this grilled chicken had like soy protein in it. I'm like, can I just get a piece of chicken? Doesn't have all this extra shit in it. So then I end up coming back, walking all the way back up here, and I went to our normal place where you guys get all your sandwiches and stuff. And I was like, hey man, I just want some grilled chicken. And he's like, yeah man, no problem. Give me some grilled chicken. Like, let's fucking go. I'm like, what's on it? It's just grilled
plastic.
No other shit. He goes, it's grilled with spices. Great. Awesome. I said, no soy protein. He laughed at me. He's like, who'd put that on a fucking piece of chicken? Hand me the chicken. I come back here. I eat it. And at some point while I'm eating it, I'm like, I feel like there was plastic in that chicken. There was something that tasted a little funny, a little sharp. Tastes a little sharp. But I just kept eating the chicken while I'm working, doing a million things. And now I feel as if there's something caught here. And so I went into the bathroom. Well, yes, feels like it's lodged, but I can't see it. I looked in the mirror and then I was like, I'm just going to stick my finger back there. And I started to gag like I was going to throw up. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And I'm looking in this. We have a little makeup mirror back there. I'm trying to look in there and it's just, I don't feel it right now, but I know it's there. And I don't like the way it feels.
You know what I think you did?
Do you think it's all in my head?
No. I don't think it's all in your head. I think there was probably a little piece of gristle. On the chicken. Gristle. And it probably scratched the inside of your throat. And you know, like allergies, like when you have an itch inside, like your nose or your throat, and you're like, I can't, can't swallow. I can't like spit and get it up. I think that's probably what it is. You irritated your throat.
Yep.
And
now there's probably nothing there.
You've told yourself.
It is probably like micro swelling.
Yeah.
So it feels like there's something there, but it's
just happened again.
It's like when you go
it's just a little swollen.
It only happens when you swallow, suggests that Sydney's version.
And it's like when you go to the dentist and it's such a small little thing in your mouth, but it like feels huge and uncomfortable because it's, like you said, like micro swelling, but it feels so sensitive to your tongue.
I swallowed so many times, I feel like if there's something in there, I would have just ingested it.
Yes. That's why I think it's just a little bit of swelling.
And I think you told yourself.
But it feels sharp.
You think there was a piece of plastic and now you're.
Go to the emergency room.
I really should.
No,
you should. Get a laryngoscopy.
I'll go and give a fake name.
What?
Yeah.
That's how you get out of paying.
That works every time.
100% of the time.
My name's Matthew Capitacasa.
My address is boom.
Boom, smack. And then Matthew's like, where's my ID?
When's my birthday, Troy?
Yep.
I think
I can't tell you because I have plastic in my mouth.
I think you swallowed a little bit of gristle or some sort of bone fragment or something. I think it scratched inside of your
bone
throat.
Fragment?
Yeah.
It's like a piece in the chicken.
Chicken. There are bones in chicken.
No.
Joe, you
haven't grilled chicken from.
Joe, you've definitely eaten bones.
And then I think that happened. And now I think, because having spent time with you, that your mind has turned it into something like a piece of plastic stuck.
Well, you know what I'm going to have to swallow right now?
Your pride.
Because otherwise, how am I going to get through this episode?
I don't know.
Can I distract you?
You got more?
A funny story?
Is it bone and
No.
Related?
It is related to what just happened with you and Matthew, where like, I'll use your ID, and then you couldn't tell his birthday. Mm-hmm. One time, my younger sister.
Here we go.
I had given her, I don't even know if I gave it to her, but she had one of my old IDs.
Okay.
And I had turned 21, and I got a new ID and stuff. So she had an old ID of mine, but technically she was 21.
She was 21?
On the ID. Like if she used it, the birthday was my birthday.
She was not 21.
She was not 21.
So technically,
why would you say technically?
She was not 21.
You know what technically means? Technically, I have plastic in my mouth.
That's not important. So
she could tell people she was 20.
She had you were legitimately 21.
She had a fake real ID, I mean, is what I'm saying.
She was 14.
She was driving and got pulled over and... to get out of getting in trouble, gave the cop my ID because she was a little shit back then.
Wow.
She gave the cop my ID. We look similar, but not very similar. And the cop
took sisters.
We look like sisters. The cop took the ID. He was like, okay, what's your birthday? And my sister
could not remember my
birthday. Off the top of her head. She might have known the day and the month, but I think she messed up the year. She just didn't know the year.
He softballed her.
And
she wasn't alive.
Called my mom.
It's true. She was not there.
In her defense, she wasn't alive
Her defense, she wasn't alive yet. And my mom had to come out. It was like the middle of the night. My mom woke up, had to come out, get her. She was so mad at my younger, I mean, ridiculously upset, but for a good reason. And then I found out and I remember I was like, not only did you give him my ID, which would have gone on like my driving record, but you didn't know my birthday?
That's some cold shit, man.
And
what was she going to do? Just like intercept the mail for you and then not pay the ticket?
Gotten a ticket, like rolled a stop sign. I'd be like, I live in New York City. I don't even have a car right now.
You go home one day and find out there's a bench warrant for your arrest for an unpaid ticket from 10 years ago.
Well, that's the thing. That's what you three have to look forward to is when you're children get to the age when they can go out on their own and do really stupid shit.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to deal with the fallout of that. Like,
yeah,
not me.
Yeah.
What if they do stupid shit to you?
Oh,
if I tell them to egg your house.
Yeah. What if they make this like a flaming pile of poop on your doorstep?
Are you kidding me? Uncle Skid? They're calling Skid when they get in trouble with the cop. They're not calling you.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Skid?
I'll let her know. If you get in trouble, just call Uncle Skid.
Yeah. I've got a safe house. Just hang out. Play PlayStation 6.
Until things die down.
Until things calm down. Until things cool down. The heat dies down. I don't like my nephews. I'm just like, if you get in trouble with your mom, just like, it's all right. Come over.
Come over and play Spider-Man.
Yeah, go play Spider-Man at the house. Like, cool.
That's great.
It's good. I hope you serve plastic-free chicken. Unlike how I was served moments ago. We'll be right back.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. The big secret all savvy shoppers know? Rakuten makes your money go further. It's easy. Shop as normal and stack cash back on top of sales and savings. Discover fashion, tech, beauty, and more at hundreds of your favorite shops like Argos, Lego, and Just Eat. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.co.uk.
Make your summer with Starbucks. Make it fun. Make it bright. Make it yellow. Make it unexpected. Make it miss the last train. Make it Friday vibes all week. Make it completely bananas. Make it oat shaken espresso, latte, or matcha latte. Make it yours. Discover the new Starbucks iced caramelized banana range today. They'll make your summer. Tap the banner to find out more. Subject to availability while stocks last.
We're back.
Oh, God.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
That sounds terrible.
That's a little something for
bleep that out,
our
please.
Listeners.
Bad for the ears.
Who hate those sounds.
Oh, no. Stop.
I want to thank our sponsors.
Sponsies.
Foundry Virtual Tabletop.
Tabletop.
That's how they say it in French.
French.
I was trying to say France and French, and I said France. That's how they say it in France.
In French.
And of course, Norse Foundry for all your random number generating needs. I'm actually, this is not a Norse Foundry die, but it is.
Neon green.
And I don't use it anymore because it doesn't roll well in this tray, and it hasn't for years.
Yeah.
It just will never stop rolling. But when it finally does, see, it was on a 16,
yeah.
And then it was stopped. And then it rolled again onto
it. It goes like this. It
comes to a full stop.
It drunkenly stumbles.
And it always goes to a low number.
It's very strange. A 20.
Well, but it didn't roll around that time.
No, I had to go right into the corner.
You rolled it on a Norse Foundry dice tray.
Or if I just rolled a Norse Foundry dry, let's be honest.
Natural 20. Norse Foundry in the Norse Foundry.
7.
What do I want to roll?
Norse Foundry silicon die in the Norse Foundry.
Silicone.
They're real and they're spectacular.
They're real and they're spectacular. In the Norse Foundry rolling tray and comes up natural.
And importantly, to be sure to roll them in the new cool way.
You're really pushing the style across the nation.
It's just so cool.
I rolled a one.
16.
18. Like, 18.
See?
Rolled a one.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
This will prove it.
4.
Okay. There we
There's
go.
There's no rolling anymore. This spinning. You're spinning dice.
Spin slapping.
Spin slap. The old spin slap.
Yeah, the old spin slap D20. Silicone spin slap.
I think this is silicone spin
18.
Slap.
This is the way comeback, our baby. Ancestors rolled before they had dice trays.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
They didn't want to know that.
They didn't want to throw their bone dice out into the world.
And lose them.
Yeah, they want to lose them. So they would do this.
That's where the expression throw that guy a bone comes from.
Is it?
Exactly. I
knew that.
See?
Yeah.
Anyways, I've got one lodged in my throat.
One lodged in your throat. Yeah.
What else is going on in the world? What?
Maybe it's not even bone and not even plastic. Maybe it's a piece of, infected viscera from the chicken.
Maybe
something went in there. Are you making him feel better, worse?
I'm trying a new strategy, which is to terrify him further.
Scared
with something
straight.
Ridiculous.
So much that he's like, this is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll break. Matthew's out of his mind.
It. Maybe.
It's just such a weird feeling because it feels like a piece of this plastic that the thing came in, which is crazy. Which is crazy.
I think it's Marcellus Wallace's soul.
I looked at it. There was no light. Well, here's the thing. Let's start with a recap. And then I have a question I want to pose to the group that is I guess meta.
Okay.
All right. Big situation last week.
Who needs caps? You guys need a little cap recap.
I need a cap.
I'm full.
I need one.
Okay. Two caps.
Shall I do the recap?
Yeah.
We resolved the effects of our carousing.
Shapu.
Would you mind sending me that?
Those didn't get there at all.
Hey, Aldo. Kizumiya.
Feels like I have a bottle cap in my throat.
We started off with Einar's carousing, in which someone attempted to fleece him and then realized two things. One is that Einar had very little cash to speak of. And two is that he'd probably be murdered.
He's insane.
I mean, Einar in that scene was such the perfect example of don't be an easy mark. The guy's just like, I could probably find somebody easier than this.
I would have robbed somebody else. That's
what I think. So Einar got away. There was a mishap, right?
I did. The other mishap was I was hexed by a witch.
You were hexed by a witch.
By an old crone.
She was really creepy.
Prevented me from using luck tokens for a week.
For a week, right.
That's gross.
Ellison woke up dangling from a bridge from a fraying rope tied to his ankle, but managed to survive that by climbing up the rope, but had felt that something had been taken from him spiritually, psychologically, by whatever had happened. I didn't lose anything, any kind of tangible item.
Don't you wish you did instead? Now it's like,
I wish it had been like 50% of my wealth. I only had 2 gold pieces. It would have been easy to resolve. but I did get 4 experience for it, so.
Yeah.
Sir Warwick, Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
Please stop laughing.
I was turned into a pejorative.
so fucking funny.
Basically lost renown from the being the subject of the insult bard's song. And has now turned into something of a laughingstock on the streets of Marinthold. Yep. Even the prisoners in the dungeon have heard of this guy walking around calling himself the Lord Commander with a mismatched set of armor.
It's exactly what happens in The Nutty Professor.
But you did feel a little bit smarter for having won.
Having bested a local radio personality in a debate about war.
About war.
The morning even drive a call host.
You did it in person.
Yeah, did it in person.
I believe the killing blow in that argument is that you said you would defend her if the war started in that room right now.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good.
Not bad argument.
She didn't have a rebuttal, so.
Meanwhile, Saint, having gotten roped into a quick, what was supposed to be a quick.
It's a series of really strange decisions by Sydney that led to this situation.
In what way?
You got roped into a quick breaking heist, and entering heist job.
A quick heist, it seemed like. Not a murder.
According
not
to this mysterious thief named Darkstraw, Denzar Washington, our friend and employer, erstwhile employer, owner of Maps and Stuff, had been supplying or running items to a cult.
Yeah, which who knows what's even true anymore, because when Saint got there, seemingly, Darkstraw wasn't there to meet him.
Well, someone was. It might have been Darkstraw.
Might have been Darkstraw.
You discovered that when you got there that Denzar Washington was engaged in a struggle with some unknown figure. Saint tried to intervene, but rolled very poorly and ended up taking an elbow to the face, which knocked him out the door.
Rolled a natural one.
At that moment, on a bottle cap, no less.
Yeah, I re-rolled and rolled a natural one.
At that moment, of course, Denzar Washington managed to slash the throat of his assailant, but the assailant, as a last gasp, gutted Denzar.
And I got elbowed in the face, broke my nose, kind of almost knocked out, couldn't do anything, and then I was surrounded by guards.
As it just so happened, the town guard just happened to be passing.
Yeah. So the town guard looking to enforce the law, as is their right, late in the evening when drunken fools are prowling the streets thinking about robbing local businesses, happened upon a bloody and battered saint in the doorway
holding
a dagger in a place where 2 murdered people were throat slashed and stabbed on the floor right there. No other witnesses.
We'll say
this looks very bad.
It looks bad, but I have to say the evidence is fairly circumstantial.
And also, they both had daggers.
Yes.
They had the daggers.
Quick question.
Yes.
Do we think circumstantial matters in Marin's Hole?
No.
Exactly.
And so, also, Saint never
very bad
got
situation.
Saint never even attacked. So his dagger has no blood on it and is holding his own dagger.
And the blood is all yours.
Oh, did
presumably.
You not see that?
What?
The town guard just like took your dagger, dipped it
dipped it
in the blood, and set it back down.
and took the two people's daggers and threw them
far away. It was just that easy. Yeah. It was just that easy.
Anyway.
Yeah. Saint is fucked.
We discovered Saint was missing, went to the seeker who apparently is living in an Airbnb.
What a weird series of clues that was very unsettling and made me frustrated as a player.
It's like a needle point over the fireplace and says like live, laugh, love.
Photos that like are family photos, but he's not in them.
Yeah.
Right. What Troy said was one step away from that.
Oh, one step away. Yeah. Okay.
I guess there aren't photos.
I didn't want to grill Troy on the contents of each painting, but the idea was this doesn't seem like a place he'd live. So we're like, how long have you been here? He's like, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
What? How long? A few months.
Right. Everyone's anyway, watched.
Watch
the episode. They don't need us to go through blow by blow. But we then tried to gather information, which took some time, but eventually we were led to the keep, which sits atop the dungeon. We spoke to the Reeve, who eventually allowed us to speak with
Charlie Winters.
Reeve Charlie Winters, as Sydney would say.
Reeve Charlie Winter. I would say Reeve Tally Winter.
That's right. Reeve Tally Winter.
Tally Winters.
I'm working so hard to say Tarly. Tarly.
We went to interview Saint in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And Saint was evasive, I have to say. With
Ornery. What are the other words?
Combative.
Disingenuous.
Defensive. And lied.
Lied.
Yeah.
In front of the guards then whispered to you the truth.
And in Saint's defense, the seeker immediately assumed Saint was guilty, which I thought was unfair.
Which was buck wild.
Anyway, the result is the rest of us were left feeling uneasy, but we did promise to try to help Saint, who is apparently going to get a quote-unquote trial before being executed.
And we all know that trial will be quick unless we can find some hard evidence to exonerate Saint.
Yep.
So
we walked outside and a new character approached.
Or no, the seeker said, we're going to need some help. And
Sydney?
Then
No.
What does this person look like? No. Just moving it along. Let's go.
Nice. That's cool.
Troy has a philosophical question.
Oh, right.
Sydney and I did the bonus content last week and we talked about this. This is sort of like hearkening back to Giant Slayer, how at a certain point we started introducing backup characters into the narrative so that they had a life that existed in the event that people died or got waylaid. They just kind of came in. And it's an interesting way to do it. It's something I've always wanted to try and incorporate when it makes sense. This seems like an opportunity to bring someone in. So we're bringing in somebody new today. But the question is, how long do you think this should take? Like, is it the type of thing, would you want to like, immediately start trying to solve the case of the murder and have that be the next 4 or 5 episodes of doing that? Or do you think it's the type of thing where you're like, our hands are tied. There's only so much we can do here. We need to get back to adventuring. I don't think I'm phrasing the question well, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
I understand what you're saying. I feel like we have to try for a little bit. And I mean, that could even be like a day. Doesn't have to be that much. But if there are just...
We did everything we could say.
I'm saying if they're just all dead ends, you know what I mean? Then it's just like, I don't know what else we can do. And if they're going to hold her in the dungeons indefinitely and have all this process stuff, red tape mean that he just sort of like starts rotting away down there for a while, maybe we go adventure again. I don't know.
I mean, it is an interesting question from a character perspective too, because clearly this is going to be a show trial. They've already decided the outcome. And also, we're not particularly high leveled. So taking on the entire town guard is not really...
No.
And also getting into, like sneaking him out of the dungeon is also extremely difficult. So what options do we... I mean, trial by combat... Seems like
that was a cool option.
That's a cool option.
It'd be crazy if his character died from that.
Yeah, it's also very, very deadly.
Shadow Dark is so deadly. One-on-one combat.
Yeah.
Well, is it one-on-one?
Yeah.
And then there's also like there's context here that's important to keep in mind. That is, this isn't like a well-run and safe town.
How dare you?
That is like fair. Right,
he's
like,
just even getting a trial.
Like we also trial. We have like the microscope on us as characters that if we are seen doing anything even remotely shady or illegal, trying to get this evidence, or expose ourselves in any way to have, being involved with like the cultish stuff that was happening at MAPS and stuff, like we could easily be in the dungeons like that.
Yeah.
Because this guy is, he's got a very short fuse for that kind of stuff.
He runs a tight ship.
Yep. He runs a tight. We tight. Just wanted to get out of here.
Aggressive.
One of the long-term goals would be for us to become powerful enough to overthrow the existing government in this town.
Yes.
I think so.
100%. Yeah. And I would like to take it for the Green Knights.
Yeah.
And be like, the Green Knights oversee protection here.
But so exactly what we joked about with the racketeering. We're like, great. Do you need protection?
Right.
The Green Knights can do it.
So then it seems like the only
mafia.
Obvious course of action would be to delay
the case.
The case as much as possible.
Have Saint starve and die in the dungeons.
Or just
starve. Never get to see the trial.
And then eventually become powerful enough that we can take over the town and free political prisoner Saint from the dungeon.
Yeah. I kind of do like that.
But I am ultimately with Joe though. I think we need to out of loyalty to the Saint, I feel like Ellison at least would want to investigate. We named two things. We want to try to find Darkstraw and also investigate maps and stuff.
Well, which I'm super uncomfortable with as a character.
Wait.
Breaking into a crime scene?
Yeah, because I don't think that I could do it stealthily or sneakily at all. But you talked about sleep.
Well, that's the one thing. The person who would be best at it is.
Exactly. That's
although
what's
I do, Einar could do it.
Okay.
And Ellison with magical aid, probably, successful magical aid could do it too.
The other thing that I suggested, partially tongue in cheek, was that maybe we want to hire a good lawyer. And so we would go out adventuring to get enough money so we could hire the
best. I mean, that's cool. Like, I think that's fun.
I mean, it gives us a reason to go out and start delving again without Saint there.
Cindy, is your new character an attorney?
No. I new thought attorney about class. It.
So happened to be a criminal defense attorney?
I thought about it. It is a background.
Specialized contract.
The litigator sorry. Class.
Yeah. Background. Attorney. And then sorry, this is subline. Are an attorney.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
All right, I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes. Yes and no.
I think it's, and also, players talking to players, it's okay that we can't break Saint out right now. He's not going to die immediately. So I agree with Matthew and Skid too, like maybe you can overthrow the Reeve or gain more political power and like delay this.
Yeah, maybe that is our strategy.
So you want to know that this is written into the game in Cursed Scroll 6 more, because what happened was you rolled, get thrown in the Duke's dungeon.
Oh.
Or a major crime. That's what it is. Oh. Okay. Because this is all drawing from this city that is in Cursed Scroll 6. So there is a whole section on law and order based on what constitutes a major crime and what happens, judgment, punishment, the whole nine yards. So there are many ways to break the law, but they fall into two categories: minor crimes, which is murder of a commoner, petty theft, disruptive public behavior, minor blackmail or conspiracy, major crime, murder of a merchant, noble, or city guard member. You killed two people.
Well, one was
a merchant,
a thug.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't count.
The merchant.
Minor plus major.
We still don't know the identity of the thug.
Yeah.
Arson, kidnapping, depravity, major theft, treason, or blackmail. Getting caught. The city guard pursues minor crimes for 1d4 days and major crimes for 3d4 days. PCs who have committed a crime have a 1 in 6 chance each day of being confronted for arrest by a retinue of city guard. Judgment. The Duke's 12 magistrates judge all but the most severe crimes. There is a 1 in 6 chance the PCs stand before a corrupt magistrate who accepts bribes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I was gonna talk about bribing guards too.
Defendants can argue their case and present witnesses. They make a charisma check, DC set by the GM. Hiring a barrister for 500 gold pieces
500.
Grants advantage on the check. Punishment. Failure on the check results in a conviction, usually the following. I'll just skip to major crime, which is what you've been arrested for. Public execution, life term in the Duke's dungeon, exile on pain of death.
Wow.
I mean, so we also, if you were to be convicted, we could make a case for exile.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, sure. I'll go.
Yeah, I don't want to stay.
I'll leave. Speaking of bribing, though. They took all of Saint's possessions. He did have money on him. I don't really know how honest they are within their system, but like he had 59 gold pieces, which the party could try to
it's
get.
It's been sent to Denzar Washington's family.
All of it?
Yep. For the funerary arrangement.
I think it's the least you could do for killing two people.
I did not. Would they get the money? Would they be able to get any of my gold that's being held?
I know he may or may not have killed two people, but can we get his stuff?
It's insane.
I had some stuff.
Here's what Ellison is thinking of with regard to investigating.
Oh, yeah, we just bought all those torches.
We just bought a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So Ellison is thinking if we're able to find evidence that Denzar Washington was indeed supplying a cult with magic items. We know he has some contraband in his store. And if there's some, we can go to the Reeve and say, listen, we don't think Sage is guilty. However, the two victims were someone who was dealing in magic items and a common petty criminal.
Or some we could lie if they don't know who it is and say we suspect it was somebody who was buying
magic items. So, you know, could we just basically call it a wash like we did? We helped your mission of, you know, ridding the town of magic. And could we have Saint exiled and we'll go about our day? So we can find that evidence. That's it's a case to make.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we want to pursue freeing Saint.
Okay. I think that the Seeker probably knows enough about the local laws to have given you all the information that I gave you, repurposed from Aaron's Hold, since we are not in the City of Masks.
City of Masks.
Oh, City of Masks.
I know, City of Masks sounds pretty cool. But you want to try and exonerate Saint.
Yeah.
So, what's the first thing you want to do? I think the Seeker is going to be like, well, I feel as if my services are either not needed or on hold.
Services are needed.
Services are needed.
Desperately.
You've been contracted to someone who is in mortal peril.
I know, I understand, but I feel like there's only so much I can do. My contract is with Saint, and it's now on hold. I will honor the rest of the deal, but if I continue, it just wouldn't feel right. You guys aren't Saint. That's not really the deal I made. I mean, I guess we could come up with a new deal.
This guy sucks so bad.
We wouldn't want it.
How would we work?
But also, you wouldn't want it out there that your services as a spiritual advisor are subject to hardship. As soon as one of your guidees becomes embroiled in something difficult, that you would cut and run at the first.
My guide, no, but. I just feel a little uncomfortable. My sort of devotion is to Saint and his to me. We don't really know each other that well. This guy is new.
Who just threatened to lay down his life for your charge.
And I appreciate that. I don't know if I mentioned that when you brought it up in the room. It didn't feel like the right time, but I appreciate that you did that. Very noble.
Hey, if you're too much of a coward to go in on this, then just go home. I'm not interested in debating you. If you want to help us, help us. If not, I'm not going to drag you kicking and screaming like a child to do this thing with us.
And I guess I could stick around for a little bit, but I do have a
compromise proposal.
I have dinner plans at 6.
Compromise proposal. You stick around anytime we need the services of a priest, heal spells, etc., but we just don't do any roleplay.
I'd like a cut of any treasure you find. So I can pay it forward. Or spiritual go. You know, we can work out the details later. I'm in. Except for that dinner I have at 6.
Right. Dinner at 6.
What do you mean?
Might lead to drinks.
Could we,
It's an old friend.
Could we join?
No. It's an old friend. But I can be around later. You guys want to get drinks?
All right, let's just go.
So I would say let's go to Earl's.
He's a real person.
I know.
You just want to adventure the heroes.
A whole other life.
He's just a real guy.
We go to Earl's or go to the crayfish and ask around about this dark straw.
Show them the sketch.
Cut to Earl's. Bartender's there. It's like Law and Order.
Yeah. It's cleaning bar tops, drying glasses and boxes.
Finding his independent activity as an actor.
Like I said, I saw your friend Saint talking to this guy. I only know him as Darkstraw. He runs with a like a bunch of guys. They're new to town. They've only been here for a while, and you realize they came in at the same time you guys came in.
And you don't have any word about where they hole up, where they live, where they sleep.
Well, it would be either be the Weathered Fish.
I serve drinks. They pay. They tip well. He seems, I will say, to have his hands in a lot of people's pockets. This fella, but he's always treated me well.
All right. Then we cut to
the Feathered
another
Bush.
Establishment.
No, let's go to the hotels. Let's go to the only inns in town.
Yeah, the inns. And we say, is this person staying here?
The Reeve would not allow them to be out on the street.
What's her name?
Minnie Feathertongue.
Minnie Feathertongue. She has the flu. Sorry, I have the flu. I wanted to give my character something to make me seem real. In this world, sometimes people get sick, and I feel like we don't bring it into our role play enough. Sorry. I'm so sick.
You know what? Now that you mentioned that, I do have to go to the bathroom. You need to see, and I'm going to go pee.
Yeah, I have a hangnail that I can middle work on for a minute, too.
Oh, I'm still hungover.
I've been vomiting all day. What's his name? Dark Tongue?
Darkstraw. He came in about the same time as us.
I don't have anyone in my ledger named Darkstraw.
No, we think it's an alias.
Oh.
We give her the description, and we say he would have tried to get a room about the same time as when we first came in, when that wave of refugees came in, and maybe he travels with another one to two guys.
Now that you mentioned it, I think I did see someone matching that description. He came in here and just got a room for one night, which was strange. I just got the name Ignatius. Ignatius Verone.
Verone.
Oh, that is such a backstabby name.
Ignatius Verone.
I'm not saying that's your man, but that's someone matching that description, I think. I meet a lot of people. I'm also very sick. I'm sorry, I have to go. Throw up again.
Okay.
So then we leave.
To the Weathered Fish.
No, we cut to the bathroom where Mindy is just holding the toilet.
That's the next half hour of runtime.
It's coming out of both ends. Just going back and forth. Now, where do you go?
The Weathered Fish.
I want to bring this town to life if you're going to stay here.
What was his name? What was the guy's name?
Ignatius Verone.
Ignatius Verone, the Feathered Wish.
The Weathered Fish, sir.
The Weathered Fish. Yes, I do have an Ignatius Verone. He stayed here a couple of times, only ever for one night, and not consecutive. Looks like a week ago he was here for one night, and a couple days later for another night. I seem to remember him coming with one other man one time, and then there was two other men that came to visit him. But paid, and that's all I know. Never heard the name Darkstraw, though.
All right, who do we know in town that might know of? I mean, we could talk to Regina and Martin, see if they've heard this guy
if they know any. I mean, I'm not there, but also if they know anything about Denzar, like as other merchants in the town.
We could talk to them about Denzar. Can we go talk to Regina and Martin?
Sure. They say, let's meet at the Crayfish.
Great.
Okay. So you meet at the Crayfish.
We see the Seeker having dinner with somebody that's not us. And he pretends like they know us, right? Something.
One, I had to go to this one restaurant. It's a very handsome man.
That he's meeting with?
Yes, and he's just talking to him. And,
we go say hello.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Sorry, I know this is awkward.
No, that's all right.
But we're going to be over there.
Should we? Oh.
Oh, you want to just combine tables? We could just combine tables.
If you'd like.
No, I'm catching up.
All right.
Nice to meet you. We say to the friend.
This is Miguel.
I'm Miguel.
I'll see you guys later tonight if you want. And he's, after a couple of minutes, him and Miguel leave. You guys sit down with Regina and Martin.
Be like, what do you think this guy's name is?
Get out while you can.
So much going on in this episode.
It's net negative on your life.
All right, hold on.
Him and Miguel
they do that, and I'm going to follow Miguel, the Seeker. And just
we're playing OSR so wrong.
Wait, are we really?
I think
you're supposed to do whatever you feel like.
That's true. There are people who are screaming like, go to a dungeon.
Regina is sitting in Martin's lap.
That's
oh.
So what?
This is
what's
that your brush with death is
We've grown closer. Yes. We do lap sitting now in public. What
choice?
What are you looking for? Sorry, we couldn't talk about the house. We ran out of booze.
Denzar Washington.
Yes.
You know that he's
tragic.
Been murdered. Yes.
Tragic. We were the first to, I believe, lead you to his place when you were looking for maps and
yes.
stuff.
And stuff.
We have reason to believe that he may be involved in some shady dealings of a cultish magical nature. And I'm not sure if you ever knew anything about that or suspected anything about that.
When I sent you there originally, because I believe I did, I knew that Denzar had dealings with things that you may be interested in. But in terms of him doing some black market stuff with evildoers, that just doesn't sound like Denzar.
I agree. Thank you. And we leave.
And we ask about Ignatius. Have you ever come across a man who either goes by the name Ignatius Verone or Darkstraw? Heard anything about this?
No, I haven't. As you're saying that, you notice there is a young woman sort of sweeping in the corner. Seems to either be listening to your conversation or sort of piqued by the name Darkstraw or Ignatius. You're not sure, but you're pretty positive there's some eavesdropping happening as this worker at the crayfish is sweeping.
All right, we take note. We exchange glances amongst each other.
I mean, or we just kill her on the spot.
Sleep.
Before she can start like, casting identify us.
I just yeah. sleep. The whole bar goes to sleep.
Yes.
Which he falls off Martin's lap.
I walk up to the woman.
Why are you listening to us, serving girl?
What does this woman look like?
What? Oh. You're serving?
She's not necessarily serving, but she does look...
So you're interested in a new position.
I'll have a large glass of mead.
She looks young. She has on very simple plain clothing, sort of like a wimple. She looks out of like a Vermeer painting. One of the women
got pearl earring?
No, not the pearl earring, but like woman holding a balance.
The
or
light strikes her face with such delicacy.
But it's dark. Or a girl interrupted at her music. Very like these. They have these sort of old medieval wimple style things. What?
Keep saying that word.
You don't know what it means?
Like a tied.
Is that a wimple?
No.
What's a wimple?
It's like a
It's the
fabric.
Guy with the Charmin, the toilet paper. He used to sell it to
Mr. Wimple?
Mr. Wimple.
Let me make sure. Spell it.
That's exactly what you think. It's
like pimple.
W-I-M-P-L-E. It's like a wrap-around white fabric-y.
The nunny.
Like nuns wear.
No, that's a habit.
But it is like a habit.
But it's a medieval style.
Today, I learned something too. Today, a plain wimple is worn by nuns of certain orders who retain a traditional habit. So a habit is a type of wimple.
But not all wimples are habits.
Not all wimples are habits. But all habits are wimples.
So this is not a habit wimple. Jesus.
Was the character's name Wimple?
Nope.
Okay.
We say it more times.
I'm sorry.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Sorry, I said Wimple. And she's wearing an apron, and she looks very... like rosy-cheeked, pale face, very innocent looking, and Einar, who walks up to her. I mean, he is, how tall is he?
6'6".
Yeah, I mean, she's like 5'4". She's so small. And she says, sorry, what was that?
Why were you listening to us? You appeared to be listening to our conversations.
Sorry, just talking quite loud. I looked over, I thought,
and she looks at you two as well.
I'll stand up.
God, you're all so tall.
I'll stand up. I'm also kind of tall.
And she doesn't appear scared. She just...
Have you heard this name before? Darkstraw.
Martin stands up, sits on Regina's lap.
I'm glad they have a thing they can do together.
They're getting along so well now.
He's like, my turn.
She...
There's no more need to hide. And clearly they've been in love with each other for years.
Yeah. She nods.
What do you know about him?
A lot of people in town know of him. He's sort of... He's not nice.
Go on.
I've been watching you. Not you. I've only just met you. But your friend. Your group. Your friend who you lost. And now another lost. But not dead.
You've been watching Saint?
All of you.
Did you watch him last night?
She kind of like has a 1,000-yard stare a little bit. And she nods slowly.
I can't not watch.
Not like Warwick looks at Ellison.
Ellison looks at Warwick.
What did you see? It's maps and stuff. What did you see?
She closes her eyes.
There's a fight. A man attacked Enzar. Saint tried. No. Saint attacked. He couldn't. He was hit. He fell.
She opens her eyes.
They killed each other.
The other... Denzar and the other man.
And she nods slowly.
Did you recognize the other man?
Did she recognize the other man?
No.
No.
Just you, but you know him to be like just a seedy customer in town.
Mm.
I don't know his name.
You have the sight.
And she looks immediately at like Regina to see if... Are they listening?
No, they're necking.
Oh.
They just slap.
While he's on her lap, mind you.
What?
And Ellison says it very confidentially. So you,
sure. No. And she just like almost imperceptibly, Jesus, almost imperceptibly, are you okay?
Is there plastic in your throat again?
He's having a big spit take.
Choking on my water.
Oh my god!
So stupid! I couldn't.
Kid laughed again.
I just, making up like
the image of them.
Now I can't stop. Like she's having a great scene.
I know.
And
it's
all
an
I'm
amazing character introduction.
It's like behind us. It's
out
this
of focus of the back.
It's just like, and it's escalating. And you just hear like the sliding of chairs. It's the dancing positioning.
We're sitting there both on top of the table. Let's just go through it all right now. Let's get it out.
Should we let them finish before we continue?
Can you take
Troy? Do you want to narrate the?
Can
full...
you take your break? We can go outside.
She nods.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll meet you outside.
We go outside. Why don't we talk outside?
She recognizes that the passion is building, and she says, "We should leave."
Has this happened before?
She nods.
Stop the first time.
Every happy hour.
You know, she says, "It's almost 5. We should get out of the store."
All right.
Oh, man.
They have a house.
Together.
They didn't want to meet you there because I ran out of booze. That's why they met you.
But they could go back. They can go there anytime they want.
Here at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
They also have like a market stall. They can shut down and do it there. No. There's lots of places for them to have sex.
Cut out a conversation.
It's a Wednesday. They do it in the store on Wednesday.
Come out the back.
All right, we meet.
It's a week.
Go outside.
New scene. Now we're in the alley.
What is your name?
Marigold.
That's a good name.
And do you...
John's made up.
Do you live in town?
And she nods.
You born here? You raised here?
She shakes her head no.
I've been here for a little while.
You came... You're a refugee, I guess.
In a sense. Sure.
What do you mean, the sight?
She can see things that she wasn't there for.
Not all the time.
Wait, you weren't there?
She shakes her head no.
I have dreams. You understand?
She looks at Ellison.
They don't know. No one does, and they can't.
It's very dangerous for you here. You know that, right?
She looks very sad. And she nods.
Are you alone? Do you have someone to... A friend?
And she just is like 1,000-yard staring again, and she shakes her head no.
Where... I believe this. Where did they... Where was Saint struck? Where did he get hit?
And she just like kind of very lightly like taps her nose. She's like looking up.
I don't know how it's possible.
I've met people with your gift before.
I'm not a prophet, she says.
But even if it's true, we can't use this. Reeve will never listen to it.
No,
it
should be you can't tell Reeve any of this.
No, burned alive.
Of course we won't, but the important thing is we know Saint is telling the truth.
Did you not believe him? He told you and you didn't believe him.
He told us many things.
He lied twice in the same conversation, so it was hard to...
It was really heartbreaking,
latch
actually.
Latch onto what... I don't know if we'll ever see him again.
And you? She looks at Seeker.
He's out there.
Oh, he left?
He left with Miguel. And they went to another restaurant.
Hasn't been seen since.
You tell us.
How was your stealth?
I haven't rolled anything for my character yet.
Oh, God.
I don't know anything about...
You don't have a character sheet?
It's empty. I just know what I'm saying aloud, like my name.
Oh.
It's Marigold. I'm going to write that down right now. Marigold.
It's got weirdly meta.
And I know my class, but I've yet to roll. Perhaps we could do it together.
Yes.
Yes.
We should.
We should.
Let us learn about the capabilities of the safe.
Let us know if we want to adventure with you.
Show us.
Yes. Or just...
Yeah, or what? If you have the stats of a commoner.
Well, this is crazy. Watch we'll roll it live, yeah. And they'll decide based on the rolls.
By the way, you can stick around.
Yeah. If she'll be like,
that's amazing.
If she's a PC or an NPC.
Right.
We'll find out right after this group.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale. Paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Hi, we're Meg Bashwiner.
And Joseph Fink.
Of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer-rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Let's roll up a new character, huh?
Hell yeah, this is so cool.
I mean, it's just too fun not to.
I didn't know that you were doing this.
I'm assuming you're playing...
We talked about it on bonus content, but then we thought it would be fun to do it on air.
Sweet. I'm assuming you're playing a seer?
No.
That's what you'd think.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
It's actually witch. Which there's a lot of different spells you can do with the witch. I felt like it would be more mechanically beneficial to our group to have another magic user, because now we have like a really strong tank. And Seeker, I assumed, would still travel with us and be our priest. So I thought witch might behoove us.
Cool.
All right, let's roll some stats. 3d6, six times. And then you can assign them as you see fit.
Okay.
These witches and Curse Scroll 2?
I believe so.
No. Curse Scroll 1.
Curse Scroll 1, I believe.
Yes.
You don't have three D6s by any chance? Have one D6?
No, I have three, but they are really nice Norse Foundry ones that you can't roll together. Thank you.
Settle in, everybody. Come on, get it. Get a good one.
Nine?
Okay, what was the first one?
I forgot because I you didn't let me roll.
I didn't let you. You forgot because I didn't let you roll.
Nine is the first one.
Nine.
Okay. I got you.
I got it.
Nine.
Not
nine.
So far, you're out. Let's see.
So far, you're out.
Ten.
Okay.
Getting to be average almost.
Yeah. She,
almost
she seems average. like a person sweeping in a tavern. Oh man.
Eight.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Oh, don't roll a 14.
I'm not going to. 4, 5, 7, 8. Eight.
Oh my nine, god. Nine, 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 ten. Nine,
eight, so eight, if you roll anything over 14 now, it's gonna be crushing.
Oh my god. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Oh my god.
Locked in.
Yep. 15, 9, 10, 9, 9.
Can I spend
eight.
A cap?
You're gonna have 4 -1s.
Can I spend a cap to re-roll one of my lowest rolls?
Yes. But you realize that could end up being lower.
Then an eight? An eight's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's still just -1, right?
I'm gonna re-roll it. I'm gonna re-roll.
You don't get -2 until 7.
I think that was the Zug. King of the Zoogs bottle
right, so
cap.
So you get to re-roll one of these.
I'm re-rolling one.
Got it.
15, 10, 9, 9, 8. 11.
Okay. So that replaces one of the eights?
Yeah.
All right. 15, 11, 10, 9, 9, 8.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
Okay. That's not bad.
Could be much worse.
Your charisma is your key stat, right? That's your most.
As a witch, let me check. I actually don't remember.
I believe so.
Charisma is what you use to cast for spells.
Now let me ask you this. Ancestry. We couldn't see under the wimple. Is this a human?
I would think yes.
We couldn't see under the wimple. It's a kobold. My gosh, when you take that wimple off.
Do you have your familiar under your wimple?
Oh, you know about my familiar, eh?
Oh, the familiar.
The witch is cool. Let me say what the witch is.
Okay.
Talk us through this.
Then we're gonna roll talents.
Cackling crones stooped over cauldrons, chanting shamans smeared in blood and clay, and outcast maidens with milky eyes that see portents and secrets. And I liked that last one, and that was sort of, I was like, oh, that's a cool interpretation of a witch.
Yeah.
Especially in this town where you can't just be a crone and be hexing people.
No, there was one in the bar.
It was nice.
She's like got
milky eyes.
It's like being a witch in the crucible.
Yeah, it was bad for them.
I saw Goody Proctor with the devil.
I saw Goody Proctor.
They can use daggers and stabs. They can have leather armor, staves, 1d4 hit points, and I know Diabolic, Primordial, and Sylvan as languages.
That's awesome. You just get that?
And, most importantly, you get a familiar, such as a rat, raven, or frog, who serves you loyally. It can speak common.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
You're going to regret that.
What are you putting in con? One of the nines or the 10? Because that will affect your hit points, which is 1d4.
Is this is like, I can't remember for Shadow Dark. Does the con bonus apply at each level or just first
level? Just the first
just
level.
The first
level. As written.
Because that's
just first level.
D&D, AD&D was the same way.
Just first level. And our house rule is that you get max.
Yeah.
At first level.
Ah, yeah.
Nice.
Right. So 4. Oh. But if you choose to put an 8 or 9 in con, it would be 3.
I'm going to do a 0. I'm going to do the 10 for con.
All right.
I'm going to do the 15 for charisma, obviously.
Because you're human, you get 2 talent rolls. So if you want to roll 2d6, I'll tell you what the first one is.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. Did you apply all the
rest
of your scores?
Let me apply all the rest of my scores.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
So
we're excited. Everybody's
having a good time. We're silly.
Strength, I could probably dump that with an 8.
The way you described her, it sounds like.
Yep.
So that's a -1. Her intelligence, I think her intelligence would be, but should Dex be an 11? Oh, but our healing, you have to roll intelligence. To first aid somebody to help
stabilize them.
I think I'm going to.
But Dex is useful.
Yeah, but if you want to punt on your AC,
it doesn't matter because they're both +0s. I'm thinking if I ever get a bonus,
what
an 11 and a 10 are both +0s.
You already put the 10 in con, so you're deciding a 0 and a -1.
You're right.
So if you put it in Dex, you're going to have a -1 to AC, right? I'm pretty sure.
Presumably.
Yeah.
And if you put it in intelligence, Yale, you'll have the minus one to intelligence.
All right. So maybe she has an 11 in dex and a 9 in the intelligence and a 9 in the wisdom.
Yeah. At that point, when it's super close, I think it's just like, who is she?
Yeah.
Is she a little smarter or is she a little quicker?
I think she's a little quicker.
Spry milkmaid.
And she's not dumb. I mean, she has a minus one intelligence, a minus one wisdom. She's just not like learned.
Unschooled.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Naive.
Yeah. Naive. Young. Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of cool. Like maybe she's never been educated really, but she has this worldly knowledge from her connection to, you know, you speak all these strange languages. It's kind of cool.
You get two talents and they're pretty sweet.
They are sweet.
Yeah. So
2d6.
Yep. All right. First roll.
Okay.
Come on.
Four.
You get a plus two to charisma or a plus one to witch spellcasting checks.
Ooh.
Which would be effectively.
I just don't understand that one. I don't get that one.
I'm going
to
take.
I think if you ever get to the point
you can
where
max out.
If you're 18 or higher on your stats, then it maxes out at plus four.
Yeah.
Got it. So
I will take it to my stat to bring me up to a plus three now.
Great to see.
Yeah,
for my 17 charisma.
17 charisma.
Sick.
There is something I like about this toilet paper saleswoman.
It really is, though. From the moment we met you, you have been playing. A 17 charisma.
I think so.
Yeah, she's like, all of a sudden we're drawn to her, like, what? She knows this stuff, and
you believe her.
You get one more.
Yeah, because my human.
Yep.
This is why the human is so open.
Yeah. Why ever be another ancestry?
10? Wait, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh. Yeah.
10?
Yes.
Learn an additional witch spell of any tier you can cast.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh, amazing. So that's four total first level spells.
Yeah. Wow. Four spells.
And witch spells are a whole other can of worms.
Witch spells are really cool.
They have their own mishap table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, diabolical mishaps.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh, that's sick.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's
fine.
You roll a d6, and then depending on the d6 roll, you roll a d12 for the type of mishap.
Should we do gold and gear, roll 2d6 times 5 for my gold?
Is that what it is? Yeah, sure.
Let's see.
Gold and gear.
7.
Golden gear.
You shouldn't need a whole lot of gear. It's really going to be more about just buy a,
Well, I got to carry... eventually.
Rations, torches, etc.
35 gold.
But yeah, your power is going to come in the spells. Yeah.
What kind of familiar do you have? It's a small animal, a raven, a rat, a frog. They serve you loyally. They speak common. They can be the source of the spells you cast. Treat it as though you were determining spell ranges. If your familiar dies, you can restore it to life by permanently sacrificing 1d4 hit points.
Oh, that is
permanently. Wow.
Awesome.
I kind of like the idea of a rat in this medieval world. Yeah. Like
there's nothing less.
It's just a rat. Like it's
less conspicuous.
Yeah,
conspicuous.
You can talk to this thing.
Yeah, it can. Well, not only can I talk to it, it
can talk
speak
to anybody.
Awesome.
Common.
Yeah, it has a whole personality and a backstory.
What's its name? I gotta start thinking about
it.
I
didn't come up with one yet.
Maybe a guy.
It could be a guy, I guess. Yeah. Are you going to voice this rat at
I'll
all
voice
times?
The rat.
Okay. I'll think of a name.
Like I said, you're going to regret that.
Yeah, and her name is Marigold Aubin.
Aubin?
Aubin.
How do you spell that?
French. A-U-B-I-N.
Ah,
A-U.
Aubin.
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 Like Aubin.
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 Aubin. Is that how you spell?
Aubin.
Is that how you pronounce Aubin? I-N?
Aubin.
Yeah. Aubin. All right, so her name is Aubin.
CJ has chimed in.
CJ? Word from our producer is, that is how you pronounce it in French. Aubin. So Marigold Aubin.
Aubin. Like, okay.
And I think she is...
You don't ever have to use her last name.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to use it.
I think she's lawful. I mean, maybe chaotic. Maybe neutral. Maybe
well,
neutral.
You want to look at what the background choices are and titles and stuff?
Yeah.
All right. So backgrounds, you've got some options here. I'll get to which titles in a second. But background...
There's diabolical.
Give me a d20 roll.
Diabolical has its own table.
Oh, for backgrounds?
Yeah.
Oh, then fuck this shit.
Page 20.
I know we did. We allowed both last time, but roll a d20.
They are, some of them are the same, but
you're the same.
Thank you.
3.
Woodborn. They found you in the hollow of an oak tree.
Oh, that's so cool.
Woodborn.
Like Della.
That should be your
last name.
Yeah, Marigold Woodborn.
Let's do Marigold
Woodborn.
Yeah, let's do Woodborn.
Marigold Woodborn.
Why did you get that name?
It's self-explanatory.
My birth parents abandoned me in a tree.
Or the tree spontaneously birthed a human.
Yes.
Oh.
Like a magical tree.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's insane. Oh, am I right?
For real. I mean, I can't. I don't miss that dude for a second.
Until we hit a dungeon.
I love Sane.
Yeah, until we hit a dungeon in the.
All right, let's do title. You want to do your title? Or your title is going to be determined by your Johnski. So here, this might help you. Level 1 to 2. Ooh, when you guys level up, you get a new title.
That's true.
Which titles? Lawful is fortune teller. That is what hexed poor Einar. Chaotic is whisperer. And neutral is shaman. I think we know that you're chaotic.
I think it's, yeah, I think it's got to be whisperer. Does it say anything about them or no?
No.
It's all up to you, but you can
also look at the path.
Yeah. So whisperer, hexer, hag/elder, crone/uncle, and then Baba. It's the Baba path.
It's the Baba
path.
They're all Baba path.
They're all Baba path.
Oh my gosh! No matter what, you become Baba.
Yeah. They all finish off at Baba.
It's interesting. That's a way to go. It sounds like you're getting corrupted over time.
But lawful is fortune teller, farseer, prophet, wise one, Baba.
And do remember that chaotic means is evil.
Yeah.
It's evil. It's the same thing as evil.
Neutral is shaman, which may not feel right. But the path might be more what you were thinking. Conjurer, soothsayer, conduit, Baba.
I kind of like lawful.
That sounds like what you were playing.
Yeah. Arseer, prophet.
Yes. I like that too.
Prophetess.
Prophetess. And
your patron?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, this is where it gets interesting.
Patron.
Shun the Vile, the Mother Witch.
The Willow Man.
Oh, the Willow Man? Oh, that would make sense since he was born on a tree.
A lawful worshiper of the Willow Man.
Wait, isn't the Willow Man roaming the gloaming right now?
The Willow Man's scary.
A ghostly elongated being.
It's one of our
stalks
quests.
Misty forests and watches from the edge of nightmares. The
patrons are eldritch beings of immense power who gift magical ability and boons to mortals who petition their favor. Patrons are not seeking worship from petitioners. Instead, they want something in exchange for the power they grant. The Willow Man might demand a drink of the petitioner's nightmares on the dark of the moon. Mugdalblub might require the boiling of tooth and bone. What these eldritch demands truly mean reveals itself over time.
Are they associated with alignments at all?
No, it does not seem so. No. Titania is also a patron.
Yeah, yes, Titania is one of the patrons.
Shun the Vile, a goddess, the mother witch who speaks to her children in the flicker of candles and the rattle of dry bones. Shun seeks hidden secrets and lost lore.
Let me look. I'm going to read these. Oh, well, yeah.
Kithros, the lord of time who sees all possible futures. Ooh. Kithros seeks the fulfillment of all destinies as they were meant to be.
I love the name.
Seer. Sounds like a hummus brand.
I do love the name.
Have you tried Kithros hummus?
Kithros hummus.
New lemon drizzle.
Yeah. The roasted red pepper, Kithros.
I like a mug.
That's the guy that used to own the Neptune Diner.
Mr. Kithros.
George Kithros.
Mugdalblub?
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 I like just saying Mugdalblub.
Kithros.
The elder ooze that leaks between the cracks in memory and the darkness between the stars.
Oh, that's good.
Mugdalblub seeks the dissolution of all physical form.
Wow.
Are we all?
Oh my God. And Tatiana. What if?
Okay.
Tatiana. Her sister.
My friend Tatiana.
Titania. It would be so wild to like.
That would fit with the woodborn.
I know. And with your experience with her.
Maybe you were found by the Fae.
Yeah.
They raised you
as their milky own.
Well, you get a boon from the patron.
I get a boon?
Yeah.
Get a boon?
Oh, right. Yeah. So you choose your patron and then you roll 2d6 and you get a boon.
Oh, you got to get a boon.
Gotta get a boon.
Shoot. Okay, wait. Hold on.
There's some cool stuff.
Roll an 8 to 9 on Titania and it's a +2 to dex or charisma. But your charisma, can it go over 18?
Yeah. Well,
no, it would max out.
She's at 17 now, but if she went up to 18, then it would be a +4.
Yeah.
Right. Who gives you a plus? You could always gamify it. Who gives you a +1 to, well, you never know what you're
going to roll. Shun the Vile. If I roll a 2, I can read the mind of a creature I touch for 3 rounds.
That's very
cool. There's some really cool.
That would help in court.
That's right.
Yeah. Some of these are very flavorful.
I'm between Titania and Shun the Vile because they're both. Shun the Vile is like the goddess witch mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then Titania is more like the nature fae queen.
Both seem right. Look at the quote up top from Shun the Vile or from a Shun the Vile worshiper. Those who serve me well learn the true depths of power. Those who fail me learn the true depths of pain. Which will you be, mortal?
What do you guys think? Titania or Shun the Vile?
Either fits.
I'm going to roll a die.
There's something cool about you portraying this character who is worshiping this clearly evil.
Not even worshiping, petitioning.
Petitioning, right?
Yeah. Hold on. All right. Let me just see.
I like the Titania thing because she's been in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of
crazy. We know her.
I rolled, and based on what I rolled, it's Shun the Vile. I did evens, Shun the Vile, odds, Titania.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So it's 2d6.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What's this for now?
Patron boon.
Oh, the patron boon.
I rolled a 12.
Choose one.
You can pick.
You can choose anything or 2 points to distribute to your stats, which means you could max charisma.
And you could bump up one of your...
And dex could go to 12.
Yeah, you could get a plus one to dex, or you could negate the negative one to intelligence if you wanted to.
Here are the other options, because you do get to choose. Once a day, read the mind of a creature you want for 3 rounds that you touch. 3 to 7, learn a wizard spell, the tier equal to half your level, cast it with intelligence. So you'd have 5 spells.
Well, you'd be using intelligence as your stat.
Dump stat.
+2 to dex or intelligence. +1 XP whenever you learn a valuable or significant secret.
Huh.
Also cool.
I love the mind reading, but I don't know how useful that will actually be. Like for 3 rounds.
With me as the GM.
Yeah, with you as the GM.
I don't want to say that, but that's what I know.
I read between lines.
I think I'm going to put one in charisma and get a +4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go up to a +4.
So cool.
And then you have another one to distribute.
Yeah.
You bump up another stat.
And then I'm probably, should I bump up dex to get a +1 or should I bump up intelligence to have a 0?
Because you said she's quicker than she is smart. I think that it's interesting if you stick with that.
Okay. I did it.
You did it.
I did it. I feel good about this.
Marigold Woodborn.
Well, now you got to choose your spells.
Found in the hollow of a tree has never been schooled.
Has never been schooled.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
She has her own knowledge of how the world works.
And that's why she's sweeping the floor in Regina's store.
Yeah. And meanwhile, could be one of the most powerful people,
She herself doesn't.
In the region.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah. You should take a look at the spell. I was rolling up some characters for Vegas Retreat to have some pre-gens. Take a look at the spell Eyebite.
Oh, Eyebite.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
It's great. No save.
And you get 4, right?
Oh, I get 4.
You get 4. And there's not that many tier 1 spells.
Do you have light?
No.
All right, I'm going to take Witch Light.
Great,
yeah.
Great option.
Yeah. All right, I think I know what I'm going to take. All right. So we cut back then in media res to that conversation.
And Saint walks in. It's like, "They let me out."
Oh.
They found the guy.
Goodbye. Lovely. Best of luck to you.
You should probably get out of town.
Congratulations. I'll go back to Regina's and sweep the floors. Staring off into space.
It's so funny.
He wanders out into the street.
What a missed opportunity there. Before I say that was a joke.
That was a joke in the style of crucifixion or beheading. Freedom, actually.
No, I'm just joking.
Crucifixion, really.
All right, so you're outside of the Crayfish Tavern. You have met this new person who has the power of sight. What do you do here? Still early afternoon, but in the gloaming, all is gloomy. It is just gray out.
Is Darkstraw, do you know where we could find him?
Does she have any... Could I roll a town lore or
something?
You've
been working at the Crayfish for a little while. I think you would know that at night there are people that come to the bars that know more about Darkstraw, and you would probably be able to point those people out.
There are a few who know him. They do frequent the Crayfish. Perhaps if you wait until evening they arrive, I could show you them.
All right then.
And she grabs Warwick's wrist. Don't leave me.
No, of course not.
Don't leave Merrin's Hold. Not yet. I know you plan to. Please don't leave me behind. And she looks desperate, but she has a firm grip on your wrist.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm seeing this this 18 charisma. It's just this kind of over, like it takes his breath away for a moment, you know? He's just like, of course, of course.
You should know that it's extremely dangerous out there right now.
And she kind of lets go.
It's more dangerous in here.
Warren.
Her.
I don't disagree, but she should know what she's getting into.
I know what I'm getting into. And I know you've handled yourselves. You've returned to Marin's hold now twice.
All right.
I think she knows. All right, let's lay low for a while, stay out of view of the guards, and pick a good time to go back to the crayfish.
And then
we can find Darkstraw himself or one of his
And then to Maps allies. And stuff.
And then you can go to Maps and stuff.
I mean, I would go inside alone.
Yeah, you know, I would do. I would be like lookout.
You guys can be a lookout.
I'll distract the guards.
It's also
yes. With the help of this aether, I will find what we need.
All right, so we'll lay low until nightfall.
Okay. Where do you lay low? Just back at the hotel.
Yeah, back at the hotel. Spending the appropriate coin for rations and stuff.
Okay.
Let me take a nap so we can be out late.
You can nap. And
I will never get to sleep.
There's a knock. A knock on your door.
Answer the door.
It's the Seeker. He has changed.
Close? Or his personality?
What? He's close. And he's just like, I said I'd be back.
Yes, we're about to head out to the crayfish. I think Ellison was just going to the bathroom, and then we'll be on our way.
All right, well, let's allow that to happen.
Yes. You're from the bathroom.
And then can we cut in like to the bathroom?
Jesus Christ.
No, we'll roll constitution. We'll head out.
Am I with you guys?
Why?
In the bathroom. In the bathroom. Just brought this new girl back to your hotel.
She's talking Ellison through
there.
It.
Your honor's done.
Not again!
Why?
I see you're almost done.
I can't foresee the end.
Does not look good for you.
You're punchy.
Don't give up now. Stay with it.
Don't give up.
I see it.
Now.
I see it.
The future is unwritten.
You go outside. Where are you meeting up with Marigold? Or
no,
did you bring her back to the hotel?
Us. Yeah, came back to our place.
We brought her back. All right.
So. We said, fuck your shift.
Yeah. Right. Like, and I think we talked
You're
for
in room
a little
69,
while.
69.
I think we talked for a little while. Maybe this is how we started to learn that, like, you know, you were found in an oak tree and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Well,
you
yeah.
Share she, that with she open with that?
No.
Well,
what's your story? Well, I was born in an oak tree.
Was it an oak tree or was it perhaps a rowan tree?
Oh.
What?
She says, you know, maybe she's like sitting very like politely on one of the beds as you guys are gathering your things and talking in the room to each other. You're in the bathroom screaming. And she says,
then you just hear like, you're.
You fell off the toilet.
It's like, I just hear heavy breathing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hate this. I hate this so much. She says, I don't have anyone here at Marin's Hold. I've no family. I never knew my
Where
mother.
Is your family?
I don't know. I never knew my mother. And as long as I've lived, I've been on my own.
On your own, as long as you've lived?
Mm-hmm.
Where? In the gloaming?
For a while, I was in the forest. And a few people took me in. But they died. And then I moved on. I would work. I was a farmhand. And whatever job I really could get, I don't have much experience. It's hard to keep a job even in the gloaming. The people are fearful. Marin's Hold is not the only town that frowns upon the use of magics. I knew I was gifted from a young age. I thought perhaps it would help me. It has not been the case.
Well, it could help us. I'll tell you that much. I think you would be very valuable. Your skills put to good use.
Like in a war.
And she's like staring off again, wide-eyed.
Hopefully not. Something like that. Talk over each other. Oh, you're out. You're sweating.
Yes. Were you guys listening?
No, no.
I don't know why.
Hear anything.
Don't know why they call it the restroom. You were fighting for your life in there.
There was no rest to be had in that room.
Not a moment.
That's great.
No rest, only struggle.
Life is struggle.
Yes. It's a great war in there.
And a cataclysm that ended it.
What do you...
There were no winners. Only victims.
I really miss saying it.
All right, let's go to the crayfish.
No, no. Right. My mother has led you to us, or us to you. I decree it. We will watch over the Saether. We will protect her with our lives. This is a good omen, is it not? Yes. The Saether is one of us now.
What is it you call me?
You are Saether. You have the second sight.
She kind of nods.
You are touched by the gods, by my mother Freya. She has given you power lesser men can only dream of. Your responsibility is great, and so is ours, to protect you in this last hours of the Earth, Midgard before Ragnarok. We will watch over you, you in turn will watch over us.
She smiles and takes like your big hand in her two small little pale hands.
I do not know of your mother. It is very nice that she speaks to you.
She is hidden to me as well. I have not heard her voice for a day. I do not know what game she plays, but I know that you are a boon from her to us.
I certainly hope so.
She lets go of your hand and sits again very, like, politely on the bed.
Good. Now let us go to the bar.
Let us go. And we'll head to the crayfish.
You head to the crayfish tavern. It is bustling. There's a lot of people in there. They don't pay you any notice, although the snickering at the Lord Commander
seems to have doesn't need to pick up right where I left
found
off
its
there.
Way that over can... to the crayfish as well. You might get a couple of funny looks, people giggling behind their glasses.
Do they have insult comic bards at the crayfish?
Lord Commander, you just hear it. You know that word has traveled throughout town, perhaps throughout the realm. And you get a table. And you order some drinks and you sit down and you're looking around.
Do you see anyone that you think might, do any dealings with Darkstraw or anyone like that?
She stands up and she sort of slowly, like, moves through the bar, basically invisible. She's just like a small woman who works locally. She just
small
kind of...
Small rat-wielding woman.
Yeah, a small rat-holding woman. You can't see her rat on her right now. But she kind of moves through and you see her like subtly...
Is it in the wimple?
It's under the wimple. And she's subtly just like touching things as she walks through the bar, like a glass, a chair that someone just left, the bar top, a purse on the counter, and like just moving through touching things. And when she comes back to the table, does she get a sense that one of those people are here or the group?
I think that whether from your weird touching of everything in the bar or just... looking around at a certain point,
it's normal for her.
You see a table of unsavory looking characters, and you specifically have a memory of seeing Darkstraw dealing with one of these men, but they are super seedy looking. And they're
How many?
Sitting there drinking and talking closely. There's four of them.
That's them. Darkstraw has talked to them before. I don't know their names. Be careful.
All right, Einar.
Einar.
Elson will go with you. But
walks over, grabs one of them by the back of the collar, and yaks him back.
Einar. Oh. Says, where is the one called Darkstraw?
You better answer him. I can't stop him when he gets like this.
The other three guys immediately stand
leave them
up.
Alone. Leave them alone. I would make a show to like try to stop
him. I think the other three guys immediately stand up and draw steel, and they're like, what are you doing, man? Put him down. What are you doing? And the guy's like, the fuck? I don't know you. Put me down.
Darkstraw, where?
Give me a charisma check here. This is pretty nasty, Vance, here.
Okay.
And I think... No, I don't. Yeah.
Nine.
Okay. You see these guys stand up, and it's become a bit of a scene here. Everyone is just now looking at this giant of a man holding this other guy up. It isn't like Mos Eisley. Like, they're all staring at this scene. And the guys are like, they don't know what to do because they don't want to get their... friend here stabbed, but he's like, what do you want to know, man? Just put me down. Put me down.
Just tell him where he is. Just tell him where Darkstraw is or was or goes or anything. Darkstraw.
And I'm leaning in with this giant gap in my skull.
Tell this guy
staring right into him.
Tell this guy to be quiet. Stop yelling this around.
Just, Einar, just put him down. I think he'll talk to us. Just put him down. Right. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him like you did the last one.
Throw him back on the table.
Ugh. Clank, 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 clank. Sorry, my friend is just... Darkstraw has crossed him one too many times, and we need to find him.
That's not a name you should be yelling in a place like this, and everybody's kind of like looking, and they're making eyes at some people might be getting up and walking out. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Do you know who you're messing with? Don't just go around yelling names like that.
Who are
we
messing with?
Who are you?
Who is he?
Who are you?
I'm the Lord Commander of the Green Knights. Sir Warwick of the Green Knights.
You want information, it's going to cost you extra now for putting a target on our backs.
Fine.
Then give me that sword you got there.
Oh, you don't want this one.
I'll go into a coin pouch and I'll pull out a gold. Like, slam down a gold piece.
What do you want to know?
Who he is and where we can find him.
I don't know where you can find him. But I know a little bit about what he's doing, what he's trying to do. But if I give you this information and it ever comes back to me, I will find where you sleep and I will slit your throat.
Don't worry. You won't be seeing much more of us ever again.
I better not. I'm not fucking around. He's new here, relatively. I don't know where he came from, but he is connected. Let's just say he has connections outside Marin's Hold, and he is working on creating a network of people that can take care of certain jobs. A guild, if you will. You're in Marin's Hold. We just got offered a job once. We did the job. We got paid. It doesn't matter.
Robbery? Thieving?
Doesn't matter.
Cult?
We did it.
Cult?
Cult? No, none of that. We were paid. We took care of it. I haven't seen him since. But if there's shit going on in town, he knows about it. Like I said, he's only been here a little while, but he's already dug in pretty deep.
You know about this guy that died in Maps and Stuff? Last night?
I do.
Who is he?
The Maps and Stuff owner.
No,
the other one.
The other guy? I don't know.
So he's not one of Darkstraw's people?
He might be. He's not with us. We have nothing to do with that. We never hurt anybody. Well, physically.
And you never heard about where he operates out of?
No. No, but he isn't in the shadows. He comes to places like this from time to time.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, you You can walk up to me, grab me, and cause a stir. Don't pull that shit with Darkstar if you find him. It'll be the last time you do that. Okay? You understand? Can I go back to drinking with my friends?
Yeah.
You see?
Go back to drinking.
You see him. Tell him we were asking about him.
I don't think that's a great idea.
You let us worry about that.
I'm worried too.
Come on, Einar. Let's go.
And Allison. As we're leaving, I take one of the mugs of whatever beverage they're drinking and like, I down it. Slam the mug back on the table.
One of the guys stands up and says, "You have been incredibly rude from the minute we've met you."
Yes. Yes, I have.
It's just blast of like beer and fish. Some breath like hitting him.
He's like, "Yes, but I can be more than rude if you wish to test the son of Odin."
Huh? I just sits back down, giving you dirty looks.
All right, come on.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
Yes.
We'll pull Einar away.
Mm.
Does he have hair, or is he, did you say he has a shaved head, or am I just...
No, no, he's got like, but sort of like wild braided blonde hair.
Okay, cool.
It's gigantic blonde beard.
You want to try Earl's or just go straight to Maps and stuff?
I am. I wonder if we don't. Yeah. Split up. Because he could come into any of these places. Whoever, wherever he shows up, I feel maybe one of us goes, grabs the others.
I'm going to need some help.
He said he comes into places like this.
Okay, I'm going to need some help to get into Maps and stuff.
I'll go with you.
Marigold's been there the whole time, just like ping pong watching you guys talk.
If we get, but if one of us gets caught, we're going to need some...
We won't get caught.
Some I'll muscle. Come. I'll come. But then I'm going home. I'm tired.
You've had a whole night with Miguel.
I didn't spend the night with Miguel.
I didn't say you did.
I said I had a whole night with Miguel.
You did have a whole night with Miguel.
We good dinner. Hung out for a couple hours, had a little bit of time, we got drinks.
Why are you so defensive?
I came back here.
It's okay if you and Miguel have a thing.
You just said we spent a whole night together, and that's just not the truth. This was like 2 or 3 hours.
Are you trying to fleece Miguel? Are you working him?
You know what? I'm not coming now.
Three is a fortuitous number. You should come.
All right, I'll come.
Thanks. Alright.
So you guys go to Maps and stuff. Secret will go with you, and you two are going to...
Makes sense that you two are going to go to the other townie, but you guys are the biggest guys. You guys are the biggest guys.
Sure.
Earls?
Sure.
Okay. Alright, let's go to Maps and stuff. Seeker is with you, and there is still one guard on watch at the perimeter. The yellow rope is still up.
Are there any other entrances into Maps?
There is the back end. Saint snuck through, but everything is roped off. But there's just one guard is just kind of like circling.
We try the distraction?
Me? I could try. No magics?
Not if we can avoid it, but I'll back you up.
All right. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I can try.
And she's going to walk out towards the building, towards the guard. And I do have a spell I want to do, but I won't do it until...
I think we reserve all
last
spells
resort,
until...
Yeah.
Guard's just walking around. Take these
wings. Pardon me?
Learn to... What?
Sir, please.
And she sort of like stumbles up.
Are you all right?
No. Someone cut my purse.
And she looks at her waist.
Is it a cut purse?
She looks at her waistline.
It must have been a cut purse. I've been saving my silver.
You shouldn't be out at night. That kind of shit happens all the time.
I know, but I was racing to get home. My husband, he'll kill me if he finds out I lost all money.
Well, that'll teach you for being out at night alone with a purse.
Please, sir, you have to catch him. He can't be far.
I can't. I'm at my post. Just get home, run along home, and buy a new purse tomorrow.
Sir.
Your husband's money.
Sir.
You went the wrong route with Troy.
What is it? How can I help? Like that? Yeah. No.
Okay.
Perhaps he might feel duty bound. But a crime has been committed in the city.
Servant or not
Troy.
Cassie dispel.
Okay. Oh god.
Oh, she's on the town guard in a town where magic is.
Oh, hold on a second.
In the footloose of magic towns.
The footloose of magic towns.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're not there.
Yeah.
I know, but I want to pitch an idea or a thought, which is just from
if you don't like it, roll the spell.
Kind of from a meta. It's like, would we as characters be aware of the competence of these guards?
No, that's a good point. She would know.
And insofar as like, mechanically speaking, their level. Like, do they look like they could kick the living shit out of us if we got in a fight?
I would
with
say
one
the
of them?
Lowest level guards are probably first or second level, the next in command. There might be a couple of threes or fours. But yeah, this is
the average one.
The rank and file.
The rank and file are probably level one or two that are walking.
One and a half.
Now.
I'd say average party level is 1.5 for the guards.
Okay.
Yeah, she can cast a spell.
Okay.
She, as she was asking him, she was almost like grabbing at him.
It's like, don't touch me.
And she's going to cast.
I'm a married man.
Charm person.
Okay.
Amazing.
There you go.
Wow.
Charisma.
I was hoping you'd take this.
Charisma bonus.
God. You have no advantage, right?
None needed.
None That's needed.
A 19.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Holy shit.
Did they get a save?
No.
Nope.
No save?
So,
all right, so he's, yeah, go ahead.
You magically beguile one humanoid of level two or less who regards you as a friend for the duration. The spell ends if you or your allies do anything harmful. The target knows it was magically charmed after the spell ends. Roll 1d8 to determine the amount of days effective.
Okay. This is a very important D8 roll.
Yeah.
Holy shit. This is a ticking clock on when you're going to get the fuck out of town. He's going to know he was magically compelled.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Come on. 6.
Whoa, wow. We got a week.
We got less than a week.
Less than a week. That's you'll get your luck back.
Until I get my
and
luck
you'll be back.
Back
to being stupid.
Yep. Stupid once again. All's right with the world.
Wow.
So he'll be like, I told you to get away. Get away. Get a. Get a.
And she's like looking at him intensely.
Get a.
I'm sorry. I'm being extremely rude.
You come to me as a maiden in distress, although you said you're married. I shouldn't assume you haven't consummated your relationship with your husband.
Just nodding.
Either way, just incredibly rude of me as an officer of the law to not try and help you. Where is this cut purse? I will take him down and perhaps kill him for this crime.
He ran. He ran to the edges of the town, probably as far as Earl's and perhaps farther.
Would you lead the way?
I can only point you in the direction, like I said, if I don't get home soon, my dear husband.
Your husband, yes. And what age is your husband?
On the cusp of death. He's 35.
Oh, 35. Quite ill. Yes.
Nope, just old. All so right. Old.
All right, where do you live so I can come and check on your dying husband and your whole situation after I'm fine?
She,
finding the cut purse.
She tells him an address that is not her address. She gives...
I'm just so lost in everything you're saying. You have such a way with words. You're a poet.
No.
You should think of taking up poetry.
You're so
Everything
kind.
You're saying, it's as if it rhymes.
You're
That's
so,
how I'm hearing it.
You're so
Not a rhyme, but it sounds like a rhyme.
So kind to me in my time of need.
Why don't we just forget about this cut purse and get out of here?
I knew this is what I was going to come to. I knew instantaneously.
We'll find a little hut in Wardenwood and just live out our days where there are no cut purses, because I will protect you from all who attempt to cut anything on your
purse. I must go. Please return my purse to the address that I gave.
What's his name?
I know. Before.
I will run to the ends of the earth until I find this cut purse.
Before I go,
yes.
What was your name, so I'll never forget you?
My name is Mercutio Denon.
Mercutio Denon.
Yes, Mercutio Denon.
Wow, we have an asset within the guard.
We have 6 days where he could get us.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I will find this cut purse, and then I will spend the rest of my life, or at least the next week, finding you.
Probably only 6 days. Goodbye.
And he runs.
What's the person,
sword in hand.
The most powerful first level spell in the history of the game.
When I was looking for spells, the scuttle basically was like sleep and charm person are unbelievably powerful.
They're crazy. They're like
in the beginning.
There's no save. It's just the spell casting roll. The duration is insane. It's great.
And she,
Ellison. Once he's gone, Ellison immersion is like, you're not kidding about it. About your power.
And she sort of like holds her head and grabs onto Ellison.
I haven't to do that in a very long time.
Quick, let's get inside.
I need to sit down.
Inside. And I'll help her inside. Is the Seeker with the Seeker help too?
Seeker and you and Ergold walk towards the door. Meanwhile, we see Earl and Einar. You guys are walking to Earl's.
Excuse me, Earl and Einar.
Earl and Einar.
Where the hell the world?
Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
We walk to Earl's and walk into Earl's.
Okay, so we see the two of you walking into Earl's, and we see the three of the rest of the party walking into Maps and Stuff. And in both instances, we just get the sense someone is watching both. And we'll see you next week.
Oh man.
It's freaking Darkstraw. It's Darkstraw.
Or an agent of Darkstraw.
Or the Reeve.
Boy, that would be bad.
Or your husband.
I mean,
my husband. He's become real.
Oh no.
It's on the brink of death. 35.
That poor old guy.
It's all right. It'd be this.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are vampires out there. They walk among you, shoulder to shoulder, in the dark. Heading to work, heading home, going to the bar. It's a life just like anyone else's, and I have grown used to it. To the darkness, to the moon, to the taste of blood on my tongue. But vampires are dying out. We are a fading kind, and I am the first one created in so long. And that is a dangerous thing to be. Those who came before me, elders of all stripes, they do not want to see our kind gone, and they will do anything to keep their power. And for myself, and for Grace who created me, that is a sword that hangs above our heads. And the worst person of all carries our secret, and he will use it however he sees fit. Who do you look to when things are at their darkest? From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes. Those you want, and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.